Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a word that changes everything in a criminal investigation, and it's not suspect. It's not person of interest. It's not even alleged. The word is target. And as of this week, that word is now officially attached to David Anthony Burke, the 20-year-old Houston-born singer known as D4VD David, in connection with the death of a 14-year-old girl whose dismembered remains were found inside the front trunk of his Tesla. For nearly 6 months, we've watched law enforcement dance around what to call him. We heard no suspect has been identified. We heard the cause of death remains undetermined. We heard the LAPD and the medical examiner's office fight each other over transparency while a grand jury quietly convened on the 13th floor of the Clara Shortridge Fultz Criminal Justice Center. Now, thanks to unsealed court documents, documents that only became public because David's own family tried to fight subpoenas in Texas, we have it in writing. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office has formally designated him as the target of a murder investigation. The filing spells it out. Target David Burke may be involved in having committed the following criminal offenses against the laws of the state of California, to wit, one count of murder. Obviously, innocent till proven guilty. He has not been charged with anything. But that's some pretty powerful language. DA Nathan Hochman confirmed it. Deputy DA Beth Silverman is presenting the case. And the harder people in David's orbit try to run from the truth, the faster it catches up to them. Let's talk about who Celeste Rivas Hernandez was and what we know about the final year of her life. Celeste was 14 years old. She lived in Lake Elsinore, California, about 70 miles southeast of Los Angeles. Her parents immigrated from El Salvador, and according to the Riverside County Sheriff's Office, she was reported missing three times in the final year of her life. The last time was April 5th, 2024. Her family says she went to see a movie with David that night and never came home. Her brother Matthew told NBC that David used to pick her up in the same Tesla where her body was eventually found. Here's what makes this case unlike almost any other missing persons case that we've covered. Celeste wasn't gone. She wasn't in the wild. Surveillance footage and digital evidence show she was alive in September 24. She was alive in January 25. Private investigator Steve Fisher, hired by the landlord of David's Hollywood Hills rental, confirmed that the last known photograph of Celeste was taken on January 2nd of 25 at 5:05 p.m., in Baldwin Hills, California. The metadata there just doesn't lie. It means Celeste Rivas Hernandez was alive for nearly a year after she supposedly disappeared. She was somewhere. She was with someone. And that someone had phones, cameras, and locations that produced a digital trail investigators have now spent months piecing together. Police believe she died sometime in the spring of 25, and on September 8th, one day after what would have been her 15th birthday, her remains were discovered in the front trunk of David's Tesla at a Hollywood tow yard. Workers had called the LAPD because of the smell. Flies were everywhere. When detectives opened that trunk, according to the newly unsealed court documents, they found a black cadaver bag covered with insects and a strong odor of decay. Inside that bag, a decomposed head and torso. Underneath of the second black bag, inside that one, her severed arms and legs. She had been dismembered. Not decapitated. The LAPD has clarified that, but dismembered. Her body parts separated and bagged like cargo. So now we have that. And David, on September 9th, the day after that discovery, he performed at the Fillmore in Minneapolis. He kept touring, kept singing. He only canceled when the media pressure became impossible to ignore. We're not saying he did this by any means. That's for the courts to figure out. But yeah, it's not great when you got like pieces of people in your trunk. Let's talk about the connection. Celeste's mother told TMZ her daughter had a boyfriend named David. Photos allegedly showing Celeste and David together surfaced after the discovery. They had matching tattoos written on their right index fingers. That tattoo is how the medical examiner was able to identify Celeste's heavily decomposed body. And here's the thing about David's tattoo. TMZ went through photos from April through August of 24. And he didn't have it. He got that tattoo after Celeste went missing. There's also a leaked demo track from December 23 that surfaced online titled Celeste. The lyrics talk about obsession. Oh, Celeste, the girl with my name tattooed on her chest. Smell her on my clothes like cigarettes. I hear her voice each time I take a breath. I'm obsessed. Those are the alleged lyrics. The connections aren't subtle. And investigators aren't treating them as coincidence. Let's talk about what's been happening behind closed courtroom doors and why every person close to David seems to be running from a subpoena. The grand jury was convened in mid-November of 25. It's an investigative grand jury, meaning its job is to examine evidence and determine whether to recommend charges. Beth Silverman, a veteran prosecutor from the DA's Major Crimes Division, has been presenting the case. And according to criminal defense attorney Mark Garagos, who's been commenting on the proceedings, prosecutors have likely already assembled an extensive digital evidence trail, phone records, cloud extractions, IP data, geolocation, and possibly data from the Tesla itself. Modern Teslas, they log everything. If Sentry Mode footage or app data exists, prosecutors may already have it. The first major witness was Robert Mongroth, the general manager of Mogul Vision, DVD's record label, and the president of Zara Brothers Travel, his touring company. Mongroth wasn't just a label exec. He was David's day-to-day manager. He testified for 3 days. Then he went out into the courthouse hallway and said something loud enough for reporters to hear. He told attorneys, or his attorney, that Beth Silverman was very pushy about why he didn't call the police. His response, according to TMZ, I said, I feel like I didn't have the responsibility to do that. And I just wanted to continue with the tour. Continue with the tour. Well, the 14-year-old girl's dismembered body sat in the trunk of his client's car. Then there's Neil Langston, a close friend and popular streamer who goes by Neo the Asian. He was subpoenaed to testify. He didn't show. In January, a Los Angeles judge issued an arrest warrant. And then on January 22nd, seven officers arrested him at his mother's house in Helena, Montana. He was transported back to L.A., booked into the Metropolitan Detention Center, and released on 60 grand bail. On February 4th, he finally testified for only 40 minutes. Mongroth got 3 days. Langston got 40 minutes. Why? Did he invoke the Fifth? Is there a sealed cooperation agreement? Did prosecutors already have what they needed from him? We don't know. Grand jury proceedings are secret. But here's what we do know. Steve Fisher's investigation established that David's Tesla was parked at various spots around the Hollywood Hills starting in May of 25. On July 29th, it was moved to its final location on Bluebird Avenue, where it sat until it was ticketed and towed in early September. Fisher noted a 10 to 14 day gap in the car's movement history where the vehicle may have been cleaned, relocated, or tampered with. July 30th, that's when David and Neil Langston were photographed together. And then there's the physical evidence from inside the Hollywood Hills rental. The property that was leased by Josh Marshall, David's manager at Interscope. Fisher worked for the landlord, found items that made him do a double take. Burn cage incinerator, brand new, reportedly ordered under a false name. Fisher noted its advertised reach of temperature, 1,600 degrees, hotter than human cremations. A chainsaw, also brand new, still in its protective sheath. Fisher told News Nation, there's no purpose for a chainsaw to be at this rental house. You got to wonder what this plan was. His theory, Celeste was never supposed to be left in that Tesla. The plan got upended. Something went wrong. Now we arrive at the moment that cracked this whole case wide open. and exposed just how far David's family is willing to go to avoid answering questions. On January 15th, Beth Silverman issued subpoenas for David's father, Duard Burke, his mother, Colleen Burke, and his brother, Caleb Burke, all living in Texas, to appear before the Los Angeles grand jury on February 11th. The documents note that Colleen is instrumental in her son's career and manages his business finances. All three are described as having a close relationship with David. The family fought it. They filed petitions in Texas, arguing they didn't receive full, unredacted copies of the California affidavits. They claimed due process violations. They sought to quash the subpoenas through writs of habeas corpus, and a Texas judge denied them. They appealed. On February 9th, the First District Court of Appeals in Texas denied all three petitions. But hours later, the family filed another writ with a higher court, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, and got a stay. Here's what the Walter County Assistant DA told the judge at the February 2nd hearing. I would say if a car with a dismembered, decomposing body is registered to your home address, that's something you should expect to be questioned by the authorities about. It's about as blunt as prosecutors get. And here's the thing. Those sealed California documents, which only became public because of the Texas appeals, are what revealed the target designation. They're what confirmed the grisly details of what was found in that trunk. They're what showed prosecutors believe David may be involved in. The family's attempt to avoid testifying is what gave us the truth. So why hasn't David been arrested? A few reasons. First, the cause of death is still officially undetermined. The medical examiner's findings are under a court-ordered security hold requested by the LAPD over the objections of Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Ode Ukpo, who publicly criticized the practice as contrary to transparency. The body was severely decomposed. Forensic challenges include what the ME called cryopreservation and the freeze thaw cycle. Without an official cause of death, prosecutors may not have crossed the probable cause threshold for an arrest warrant. Second, police believe David likely had help. Multiple LAPD sources have told NBC that the dismembering and disposal likely involved more than one person. They're not just building a case against David, they're building a case against everyone who may have been involved. Third, this is how California grand juries work. They're deliberate. They are methodical. They hear witnesses. They examine evidence. And then if the evidence is sufficient, they return an indictment. The indictment hasn't come yet. But every indication is that prosecutors are pushing for murder charges. David is represented by Blair Burke, a high-profile defense attorney known for representing celebrities. His team has gone silent since the target designation leaked. His career is frozen. Darkroom and Interscope have effectively shelved him. The deluxe edition of his debut album was pulled. The European tour was canceled. Meanwhile, Celeste's family is considering filing a civil lawsuit against the LAPD to force the release of evidence. They want answers. They want accountability. They've been waiting since April of 24. Private investigator Steve Fisher put it this way on social media this week. It's infuriating that we're approaching 6 months and no charges have been filed in her murder. If the evidence hasn't been secured by now, what exactly is happening? Here's where we stand. The grand jury is still active. More witnesses are expected. The family subpoenas are tied up in Texas appeals. But that stay won't last forever. The autopsy remains sealed. The cause of death remains sealed. It remains deferred, rather. And David, the man whose registered vehicle contained a 14-year-old girl in parts, who performed the night after the discovery was made and whose associates have resisted grand jury subpoenas across multiple states, is now officially a murder target. Not charged, but a target, according to that affidavit. Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton said it back in November. Accountability is coming. Every person prosecutors believe may have relevant information. Every manager, every friend, every family member is being compelled one by one to testify about what they know. David has not been arrested or charged with any crime. He is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. But the word is target. And for Celeste Rivas Hernandez, the 14-year-old girl who went to see a movie and never came home, It's about time someone said it out loud. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube and our Substack. Those links are in the description of this episode. Love to get your feedback and your thoughts. Where do you think this is going? How much longer till an arrest is made? Will an arrest be made? Will this all get upended somehow? Target does not mean suspect. It means they are looking. It almost sounds worse. But in the, you know, terms of servability, if you will, in terms of what the repercussions mean, target means basically they're looking at you. They're seriously looking at you. They think you probably did something, but they need to prove it before they can actually make the charge. Not charged. Target of the investigation. And targets change once information is learned. So that's important to say, too. It's not to say that this couldn't shift or something based on the information that comes in. We'll keep following it. We'll keep asking questions. Love to hear yours in the comments section. We'll continue the conversation right there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we got for you right here. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.